The breakfast is our 9th annual holiday breakfast. We're having it at St. Joe's in Ishpeming, which is on Prairie Avenue right by Ralph's Deli off of 41 there. And we're getting the help of the Ishpeming Tri-Township Lions. They help us out with this breakfast. And it's $8 for adults, $4 for children, 6 and under are free. And all proceeds, every nickel goes to local charities. We do a lot for the city of Ishpeming. We do whatever we can to find projects, and we clean the roads. Sure. We do a number of things for the community, and this is just one of the ways that we raise money.
So it's open for folks to come by. What are the hours for people to check it out?
Well, 8:30 to 12:30 are the hours of the breakfast, and it's a very full buffet. We work hard to keep it all fresh and presentable and fill you up.
Well, let's get into the specifics. What is on the buffet? What do you usually put together for this?
Well, we have a number of ways that we prepare eggs and ham and a number of different of side dishes. There's no way you can go away hungry. Let's just put it this way.
I like that. Now, in 9th annual, so you got a little bit of a history underneath it, but, you know, you help out some of the charities and groups. What are some of the groups that you help out in the area with some of the funds that are raised here?
Well, we support the Bay Cliff Health Camp, Northwoods Air Lifeline, Teaching Family Homes, Student Scholarship Funds, local high school activities, Little League Baseball, U.S. National Ski Hall of Fame, Michigan Eye Bank, Ishpeming Ski Club, the junior program, and their annual tournament. Eyeglasses, of course. Eyes have always been a major a focus of the Lions. Diabetes outreach, recycling, used eyeglasses. We clean the highway in Ishpeming twice a year. The Salvation Army, Leader Dog, School for the Blind, Lions Club International Foundation, and more.
And you mentioned that there's about 12 guys right now in the Ishpeming Lions Club, and you're doing all of that. Man, that's pretty good. I got to commend you guys for doing that hard work.
No, it's not really that hard. We only meet twice a month. We have a dinner meeting. It's always enjoyable at the Wawanoan Club on Wednesdays. We are looking for new members. We're trying to grow the club, and we've got a great group of people on there. We've got some serious old-timers who've helped with our town over the years, like Dave Holly and mm-hmm. Jim Penrose and Knut Strom and Jim Manti. Yeah, they're the good local business people, and it's just a very interesting way to keep a eye on the town. And these people have solidly supported businesses and community outreach for many, many years, and then I'm kind of one of the young bucks here.
Dan Perkins, he's with the Ishpeming Lions Club. And Dan, you know, there's a history with this breakfast. It's coming up on Sunday, but really just a great chance for people to come out and help out some great causes.
Yes, it is. And we only have a few events of the year that we raise money with. One of them is the ski jumping. We've really helped with the ski club, especially certain members of the team have really promoted that, the ski club, and getting the young folks back into it and building the jumps. Unbelievable amount of work being done there. And but this is one of our major fundraisers. We bring as many people as we can down to St. Joe's that morning and try to serve them up and give them a good meal, but also give them an opportunity to help support our club.
You talked about getting people involved with the club, that if there's people out there, guys that want to get involved with the Lions Club, this would probably be a great opportunity to do it, to come to this event. But if they have any questions and they want to find out more, how can they find the Lions Club?
Well, by contacting any of us members, my personal cell phone is 361-6628, or anybody can find me in town. Mm-hmm. But I would love to help get them involved with our club. I feel we have a lot to offer our town, and our town is up and coming. I feel like we've got Ishpeming is a developing community with a lot of opportunities right now, and it needs all the support we can give it.
Well, we've talked with a lot of folks from Ishpeming of late. Charlie Anderson with the Ishpeming Business Association, a few other folks that, you know, with a lot of things that are going on there, and community events, community activities really are what really makes the town something, and this is one of them, you know, with this breakfast. Give us the rundown again with what's happening, when, and where.
Okay, again, it's at 8:30 on Sunday, and it runs till 12:30, so you can get up late and still make it. Tickets are sold at the door. They're $8 for adults and $4 for children 7 to 12, and 6 and under are free. And all you can eat, right down to Prairie Avenue, right in St. Joe's Church.